The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Hey guys,
it's
happening
with Snooki
and Joey.
Rock-o-me. Happy New Year.
Welcome to 2024.
We're in our Snooki era,
which means I haven't washed my hair in a week and it's disgusting right now. Welcome to the new year.
Welcome back, everyone. Happy holidays. This is our first episode of 2024. It's gonna be a big year.
A big year of aliens. And the world and earthquakes and all this shit. So this year is not gonna be great, but you know, we're gonna have fun doing it.
That's right. So welcome, everyone. Grab a glass of Pinot Grigio and get your pussy popping, because we're queer. Get used to it. Yeah, we haven't spoken to anyone since
my chain.
3 weeks. Yes. Oh my god, I haven't taken it off.
Yes, bitch. So Joey, so the holidays was amazing. Joey came over for Christmas Eve and we did water. Are you skinny? Did our Christmas Eve appetizers. I finally fixed Joey's chain, so we got the chain. Your espresso machine just got here, but you're getting one at your house. So I ordered 2 espresso machines.
I'm so excited. I might need a backup.
Yeah. So I'm giving it to Janice because she wants it.
I have a good one.
So she got that. And New Year's. What did you do New Year's?
I had a soiree.
You had your crazy party.
I was at my house for like, oh my god, it was a nightmare. I've been wanting my espresso machine. Thank God it's coming. There was a mix up. During the holidays this year, I'm gonna get into in a minute about annoying fucking people ordering things on the internet has been the worst ever this year. It's like been the
I want to talk about Shutterfly. Never use them again.
Okay, we'll get into that in a second. But yeah, my espresso machine is finally on its way. I have a tracking number. I called. Okay, listen, Nick.
The funny. Did you call? What'd they say?
Wait, I had to pretend to be you. It was the best thing ever. So, Nicole got ordered one, and then they robbed her money. And they charge her. They never sent it to her. So she had to call us. So she said she panicked. So I was like, ask her every day, where the hell's my espresso machine? So she ordered another one. And now they finally sent 2. So now one's coming to my house. I got the tracking number today. It's coming on Friday. And yours come. And it's the one I've been wanting. It's the Breville. Mm-hmm. It's very fancy. I'm so excited about it. But yeah, so Nicole said that she didn't get a tracking number yet for this. So I said, oh, here we go again. And the rigmarole, they're trying to fuck with us. So she gave me the order number. So I called up Breville. And I had to pretend to me. They said, I know who you're speaking with. I said, Nicole, Mrs. Balian, Mrs. Palizzi. And they were like, okay. Then they started asking me all these questions. So I was like, oh, thank God I knew all these questions.
Like,
what
my address, my number.
Email, phone number, your email. So thank God I knew.
Yeah, what was your voice like though?
My regular voice. They think I'm a lady anyway. I get misgendered every day on the phone.
Oh my
God. So they said, I had to give her the email number. And then I had to give the email address. And then they're like, and what is the all these security questions? But I passed the test finally. And then they
gave Oh my God.
I know. Did they email you the tracking number? Because I told them to email it. I said,
no, I can look.
They told me over the phone. I already tracked it. It's coming Friday. But yeah, I had to go incognito. And that's how you know your best friend. Like, you know, when your best friend, like, you know, your locker combination and like all the information, like if you have to, there's an emergency, you have to like know all these things. And thank God I've been briefed.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But yeah, let's talk about fucking the holidays and Christmas shopping and fucking all the shit. I literally just I ordered my bed on October 19th and I just got it this week.
Where'd you order it from?
I don't want to, I'm not going to spoil their name, but basically it's an online place. So I got my dresser from it. They did it. They were so nice to me. Everything was leading up. I was so excited about it. And there was some big fuck up. It wasn't there. They like released my bed at the right time. It was a delivery company or like the freight service or something. They like had it. And then they lost it. Like it was like, they like lost it off a truck. And it wasn't stolen. It was just missing. Like no one can find it. They couldn't find out where it was. And they
missing.
Yeah. So if this isn't my fucking problem, I said, just
call the cop.
Just send me a new one. Send me a new one out.
Oh, that's annoying.
Wherever you find it, then bring it back to yourself. And that's not my problem. So like, I literally had to wait. It was my bed was on the floor. I almost had like to get knee surgery. It's hitting
up. You literally have like a college dorm bed right now.
Remember? No. Now I have the bed. The bed's there now, but it's like.
Oh, that's good.
But it was a nightmare. And then I ordered a lamp the other day, and it took fucking months and months and months. And they sent me the wrong lamp. And it's like they need to get their shit together. The holidays.
Don't they know who you are? Like, I know. Hello.
The holidays weren't even that crazy, but you had an issue with Shutterfly.
Oh my God, Shutterfly. So I ordered my cards literally like 5-6 weeks before Christmas. And they usually get here and it's fine, like no big deal. And then I'm seeing all my friends on Facebook saying, don't use Shutterfly, like my cards are lost. They're not gonna come till after Christmas. And I'm like, oh shit, my order. So my order was delayed till freaking December 26th. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I need my Christmas cards out. Like, I had Kara come over, take pictures of the kids. They were so cute. I'm getting all these Christmas cards from everyone else, and they think, like, I'm ignoring them because I didn't send it back. So I freaked out, and I ended up I did an influencer scam. I DM'd them, and I said, I'm sorry. There's something wrong with my order. Can someone please help me? And then right that day, they sent me a tracking number. They were like, we're so sorry. Like, here's your cards. So I got my cards like a couple days before Christmas, whatever. I sent them out. But then Jenny got her cards from Shutterfly, and they were blank. She got her card designed, but there were no pictures in the freaking picture. Everyone had issues with Shutterfly, and I use them every single year. I never have a problem with them. I'm not freaking using Shutterfly anymore. Done.
They're done. You have
lost a customer.
How many stars?
Zero.
Zero stars.
No, I'll give them 4 because that's my favorite number, and they did help me when I asked. But I don't want to have to ask. Like, just send me my cards.
Well, like Jenny's cards were the craziest thing. It's the you should have seen.
Poor Jenny.
It was a regular card. It looks like this. It's a beautiful background of all the Christmas decorations.
Yeah, like a nice design. 5
squares, and the thing with the squares were just white. Blocks, white square, and it said like "Love Jenny and the family" on the bottom. But it like who there was like no one proofreads it. I understand the people that there's a printing press and said, but like who?
Yeah, but you pack it. Do you not pack it?
Yeah, like
no or one, is it all robots and they just send it out? Shutterfly, get shit together.
It up, you can't see like wait, there's no pictures. Like who? I can't imagine they would think that they would want to be like, oh, maybe she just wants white pictures and she's gonna write little notes on them or something. But it's like no, it's like the whole point of Shutterfly is it's the pictures.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people had issues with Shutterfly. So I think next year I'm going to try Mint. There's a thing called Mint or Minted Mint. But every time I get those cards from other people, they're just so pretty. They're nice and heavy. They're like a nice Christmas card. So I think I'm going to do them next year. I'm done with Shutterfly.
When do you think? So what happens with me is like, I know these are so beautiful, such beautiful cards. And I have so many. All my friends and family send them to me and I have them. And you had them on your fridge. And when is the appropriate time to throw them in the garbage? Do you throw them out or do you save them?
No, you usually toss them. I mean, that's what you do with the cards. But I keep them up until like February.
Yeah.
Like I put them up on my fridge and I like to see everyone. And the kids like love to look and see everybody. So yeah, I keep them till February. And that's when I take all my decorations out because my decorations are still up.
I did mine this week. I took it all down.
Oh no, that's depressing. I need it up for a little bit.
Well, I have to do it because I want to talk about, and I want to get this name right, because out of all the bad experiences, Baby New Year has blessed me. Now I've had, I went from having the worst experiences in my life, waiting for furniture for out for months and months and months, and like horrible customer service, all this shit. And I maybe now, I don't want to speak too soon on it, but I believe at thus far, everything has been perfect. I ordered my coffee, my dining room table, and I did put a poll up. So my dining room table I ordered, right? I ordered it like 4 days ago from this company, this website I went on, and I was skeptical. It's called Homary, HOMARY.com.
Is this an ad?
No, HOMARY.com. Homary, I think it's pronounced. I've never used them before, and I saw them. I see them online, but when you go to like a website normally, like you can kind of tell what website's like legit by the way it's set up. It looks really nice, and the interface is great, and it's like.
Interface? Are you a web designer?
Yeah, but like you can tell if it's like a website or if like or it's a big name that you've seen before. You don't feel weird like ordering something like and like thinking it's gonna be sketchable. So like after like all my drama happened, I was like oh my god, I'm not ordering this website because it looks like a little bit more basic than a normal website. It doesn't seem like a website that like and I've never really heard of them before. So it seems like a sketchy thing for me to do. So I started reading the reviews. And had beautiful stuff, really, really nice stuff. So I was like, okay, let me see. This is a good price. It's like, it says it'll come in this time. It said, order today, you'll get it by this time, which is never, they never really do that in furniture websites. They kind of give you a 2 month radius or whatever.
Around about.
This sounds good. So I started reading the reviews. And every single review that I read was the exact word for word what was going on in my mind. I'm reading these reviews and it's saying, I was so skeptical to order from this website because it didn't seem like a legit website. I mean, but I took a chance. I really wanted this. This table was beautiful and I really wanted it. So I said I took a gamble.
Is it pricey?
It was expensive. It was like a $2,000 table.
What's it called, Homage?
HOMARY.com. So I'm reading all the reviews. Everyone's saying,
Homer.
I was skeptical, but I've never dealt with something more professional in my life. The furniture is beautiful. It came before I was expected. They answer my calls.
What? This looks like a Temu site.
Yes, it looks like Temu, but it's not. So everyone's reading this to me saying,
no way.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Listen, and the reviews all said, I never had experience like this in my life. The best customer service I've ever had in my life. The furniture was beautiful. It came on time. They white glove delivery. They came to my house. It was the most.
White glove delivery? You didn't DM them?
No. I just.
I'm surprised you didn't do an influencer scam.
Well, I didn't know. And now I'm going to contact them again. Hopefully they listen to this and hear it. But anyway, I call all within 2 days. Within 2 days, I had an email in my thing saying, great news, your thing's been dispatched. Delivery.
Dispatched?
Delivery, receipts, screenshots, all of it.
Okay, here.
All in there. And I had two separate people call me yesterday to confirm the time, making sure everything's all set. It's supposed to come tomorrow.
I'm going to die if it's like a kid's table. I'm going to scream.
Nothing may happen. So I have not received the table yet. But everyone on the website.
It's going to be for Angelo.
I saw all the pictures on the website of the people that actually ordered my same table. And there were real reviews. And they seemed fabulous. So if this table comes tomorrow as it's planned, and it looks beautiful. It's the right thing. I'm only ordering furniture from that website because they have beautiful things. And it's like, don't judge a book by its cover. Cause I literally went to like the nicest fucking stores, the most expensive, fancy ass design stores on the internet. And I thought I was going to get like, you know, all this luxury service. And it was the shittiest fucking worst service of my life. This place looks like a scam, but if this table comes tomorrow, ladies, we're only ordering furniture from Homery because it comes.
No, literally.
Furniture, especially when you're getting a house, you want things there. I don't want to wait fucking 6 months for a bed. I don't want to wait 6 months for, you know, for my tables or all the shit I want. So
that's crazy because it looks just like Temu, like the whole like colors and setting and the design. And is it from China? Do we know where it's from?
I don't know where it's. I think they're distributing out of Jersey. I think it's definitely an international thing, but I think it's coming from New Jersey.
All right, I just downloaded the app, and now you're going to start making me look stuff. Yeah, Homery app.
Oh, I know there's an app. I'm going because I want to get more shit now. Because even if the quality is like not exactly what I expected, the fact that it comes when it's supposed to come, that's all I care about. I can fix things up.
Crazy.
And make it look nice. But I'm sure.
Wait. So like you're moving into your apartment, going crazy. Since the new year, I've been tossing furniture, tossing like everything out. Like I just want everything new. Like
what's in your house?
What's the opposite of a hoarder?
Purging.
Oh, purging. Yeah. I'm purging everything. So I have a new office. I got a new office desk.
Oh,
yeah. I took all the carpet out because Rocky keeps like shitting everywhere. I didn't get a new chair, but I have a new office, a new setup. Giovanna moved into Angela's room.
What?
And Angela's in Giovanna's room. So I had to do her whole setup.
Why did she move?
What else did I do in this house?
Why did she move? She wanted a bathroom?
Yeah, she wanted a bathroom in her room. So I was like, Giovanna, once you get older and like, you know, you're a teenager, you're going to want your own bathroom. So she already moved in there. Angela's in the other room, even though he sleeps with me. So, you know, it's like a guest room at this point. But I'm just literally like purging. Like I did my mini living room with a new couch. Now my next thing is the playroom and then our backyard's getting done. So I'm literally purging the entire house. I want everything new. And, you know, I always order from Wayfair, but now I'm going to check out this site because I am doing like all new furniture.
I went on Wayfair and they had the tables I wanted, but the table was going to take months to come. And I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I do love Wayfair. And I know that's why I want to go to Wayfair because I've always had such a good experience with Wayfair. Everything comes so quickly. All the ones I wanted, they didn't have in stock that I wanted. So I didn't order Wayfair. But they're great. They're also a great website. But yeah, you've been in your house almost 10 years now. So it's time for a refresh.
No, yeah. So I just want everything to be gone. I want a new look. I had to get rid of all my rugs and all my carpets. You know, Rocky, little shit, he's sitting on there. He's so cute. But he's peeing. He likes to pee during the night on my carpets. So I got rid of everything so he's not peeing and ruining anything.
Are the stairs, you're changing the stairs too or no?
Well, I did the front of the stairs, the front of the house.
Change
the
color of the stairs?
Yeah, I want to do the back, the living room stairs. And then I want to get new drapes. I'm doing it all.
I think you should go. Let me tell you what design. When you moved in, your house is it's not dated. It's a timeless look you have. But I think your
style. No, it was like a traditional Italian Jersey house.
Yeah, I think your style evolved now. I think you like something a little bit more, not modern, but it's cozy.
No, yeah, I'm not modern. I still like traditional, but I like more updated stuff.
Yeah,
I'm definitely not. I'm not like you.
And a little cooler tones. Everything in your house is very warm. You have lots of rust and burgundies and golds and things like
that. Yeah, I like darks.
I think going now is like beiges, like, you know, more beiges and maybe pops of green is pretty or.
Yeah, you're like Kim Kardashian now with all the neutral colors.
I know. Well, because I want to do like, once it's all done, it's going to be, you know, there'll be pops of things that are going to, that make it nice. But are you taking that Mickey Mouse wallpaper down?
Yeah, so I'm doing that. And I tried to peel it myself, but it's like all messed up. I know. It was cute for the time being.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Lorenzo's 11. Giovanna's 9. And then Angela's 4. So I want that room to be more like a teenager room. Yay. So where they can go in, they can play video games, get a little arcades. I want it to be more like updated for the kids.
You're putting a couch in there. You have that little black couch in there. Is that staying?
No, I had to throw all the couches out because they were gross. So I think now I'm going to do the Pottery Barn.
Oh, not Pottery Barn, Potato Barn.
Oh my God, Pottery Barn. No, Potato Barn, where Joey got his nice couch. So I'm going to hit them up to see if I could get like a nice couch in there, like right in front of the TV, and then just make it more teenager. So,
yeah.
So there's a lot of refreshing to do in 2024.
Speaking of refreshing, I'm so jealous. I didn't go downstairs when I was there the other day, but you were telling me about how you're building your spa. You jumped on the plunge train and you're cold plunging now, and you have it right. I didn't know how beautiful it was. I was like,
okay, so wait. So not only do I want to, like, you know, lose weight and get into shape again, I don't want to be skinny. I want to be strong. Remember, I had muscles and shit. Like,
well, strong I miss is feeling sexy. That. I had a book about it.
I miss feeling that way. I miss being strong. So, like, I've been, like, working out every single day. I'm going to get there. Give me 2 months and you're going to see results. Calm down. But I wanted to do a plunge because I see, like, all my friends doing it. And the plunge, you guys, is so good for you. You can literally do it. The cold plunge. It's literally a tub. Plunge sent it to me. So at Plunge, they're amazing. Like, I've always wanted one. So we put it right by our sauna in the gym. And you just sit in there for 3 minutes, 4 times a week. 3 minutes, you sit in there, you get out. It literally improves your health times a million. Your skin, it decreases aging. And it quickens your metabolism. So, like, it does all these things. And that's what we need getting older. I'm 36. I'm going to be 37 this year. Gross. You just turned 45, bitch.
Yes.
So, yeah, I got the cold plunge, and I am freaking loving it, and I can't wait.
So, I cold plunged once. I was at a spa in the city. It was, like, a thing where it's, like, all saunas, like, different rooms. Like, there's a hot room with stones. And
I,
like,
love saunas.
It was, like, a salt room. It's, like, one's, like, set, like, 700 degrees. One's, like, this. And then you go. And then when I was in Russia, that's been the thing in Russia for ancient times. That was they invented it, I believe, the thing. There was a room that had used to snow inside of it. And
oh, I'm sure, because they torture people.
Yeah, you go from hot to cold.
Torture.
That's been the thing. But now it's all the rage. Everyone's putting in their backyard. They're putting, like, garbage pails with, like, fucking bags of ice in it and water. But your tub, that plunge tub, is, like, when I had the Hamptons, when we had to stay at that Hamptons house, they had all those outside at the place, and people were jumping in them. I did it only one time, and I gotta tell you, I hate being cold, and I hate being
hot. No, but do you feel amazing after?
Unbelievable. Your body, the whole day, I had a natural high the whole day. I felt like I was, like, on an energy drink.
I know. It literally. So I only did my legs the other day, because, like, you know, my feet were hurting because I've been walking a lot because I'm 95. So I did my legs, and then I walked out, and I felt like a rocket. I was, like, kicking, like, I felt incredible. It's so crazy.
So the idea is that you want to stay there, and then, do you dunk your head under ever?
No, not yet. I wanted to, like, submerge my whole freaking body and, like, really go under. I need to, like, get the courage to do it.
How do you drain the water out of that thing?
I don't know. Gianni does it all. But it has, like, a system. Like, it has, like, a it sounds like a pool.
Yeah, like, I know.
It has a full, like, monitor system. It has all of that, so.
It is so pretty. And I looked on the thing. Just having that in your house, I think all the gyms should start getting that.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
I'm joining a new gym. Did I tell you?
Where?
I can't. It's in the city. I can't tell you the name of it because I don't want a fucking stalker trying to get me kicked out. So.
Oh yeah, a stalker. Well, the stalker that listens to this podcast and tries to like ruin it for you everywhere with calling management for the gyms and where you're trying to move. It's not working. So please F off.
Yeah, fuck off.
I hate him, whoever it is. We're going to find you.
Yeah, so we're on the hunt. I have a NYPD involved. But yeah, so I'm not saying the name of my gym because I don't want to tell people where I'm going. But this new gym,
no.
Very chic, so chic. It's such a chic gym. And I'm so excited to go there. I think they have a cold plunge at this one. But yeah, I found out at work we have a fit. They just launched this thing for the new year 2024. It's like a company that like they basically pay for your membership anywhere you go. If it's a cheap gym, it's only like $8 a month for the gym. But if you pick a really fancy one, it's like 50 or 60% off of the regular, like the price of the gym I want to go to is like over $300 a month. So this one I got for half the price for like $1.50 a month.
Okay.
But it's chic. And it's like, you know, it's nice. It's like there's only like one of them in the city. So it's like very private. And
does it have a sauna?
It has a sauna. It has a whirlpool. It has.
What if Lumiere's there?
It has. I can't. I'm not going to do dirty things like that anymore. I'm a spoken for a woman, and I'm more in love than ever.
Yeah, she's taken for.
But I'm excited to get back into it. But I don't. I want to like do it the right way. I'm not going to like. I always put so much pressure on myself, and that's why I don't. I never follow through with anything because I put so much pressure. Like I have to learn about moderation. Like so when I, you know how I do. When I go into a diet plan or something like that, I am so strict. I'm counting macros and I'm like weighing every fucking.
Oh yeah. Remember that one year you lost all that weight and you were like, so you were just like a health nut. And we were like,
what with me is it's all or nothing. It's my whole life. Either my house is like either a pigsty disgusting mess or it's like ready for the cover of Architectural Digest magazine. There's no.
Oh, that's me too. That's
yeah,
me.
It's all or nothing with everything. If I'm drinking, I'm going to get fucking banged up, wasted, falling on the floor, or I'm going to be completely sober. Like I can't like everything. Or if I'm on a diet, I'm going to be counting macros, every grain of salt, or I'm ordering Domino's fucking three times a day and being a pig. I need to learn therapy. I need to learn moderation and balance. That's my thing. If I'm in love with someone, like either I'm like 100% all in and the best relationship of my life and having the nicest time, or I'm single for 10 years and like won't even look at a man. So it's like everything in my life is like that. And that's what the problem, I think.
Yeah, you're an extreme person.
Extremist. And I think that's a part of my problem. A dinner party. Like if I want to do it, I'm not just having like a problem. Like you can put a nice cheese plate out, have a couple snacks here and there and have a nice, lovely time. For me, it's either we're not eating anything or I'm doing a fucking full catered spread with fucking
literally balls to the wall.
Waitresses and tablescapes. Like I wish I was able just to have someone come over and say, oh, you know, why don't we just make this? Well, this is for dinner. I had to make it a big thing. So with the gym, this in the new year, this is my resolution. I am going to try. I figured it out 2 weeks into the thing. I'm going to try to implement balance and moderation in my life and do it in a healthy way, mentally and physically. So with the gym, I'm promising myself when I go there and my diet, I'm going to making mindful choices to eat healthy and do my regular Mediterranean diet, which like we've done forever, which, you know, just lean chicken, chicken, vegetables, lots of salads, lots of water, and like, you know, all the regular diet foods and cutting down not so much rice or bread, not so much rice or potatoes or carbs and stuff, you know, limiting that stuff. But you know what? If you go out for pizza one night, I'll get you pizza that night. But the next day I'll just go back and eat my regular. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, I limited myself, didn't let me have any of it. But like now, you know, if we have one bad day or one cheat meal, and then, you know, the rest of the week, I'll just go back and do my regular thing. With the gym, I never go back because I always feel like, you know, I get discouraged because I'm not seeing results right away. You know, if I promise myself, go at least a few times a week, do what I can do there, just make an effort to do it instead of like stressing out that I have to make this weight by this time, or I have to get this muscle group in this time, or get this weight by this time. I think just go from there, let it happen naturally, and hold yourself accountable, but just like balance it instead of like being crazy about has to be this, this, and this. Just making mindful choices, and I think that's what's gonna save me in the upcoming years, in my golden years.
Yeah. So what I did, because you know, I want to lose weight. I just feel like I'm like chubby, and I just want to be strong. I want my muscles. Like I want to look good. So I ended up setting an alarm, and my alarm goes off, and it's like, all right, bitch, go downstairs and walk the treadmill, even like for 20 minutes. move. You have to like walk. I've been walking Rocky around like the block every single day. I'm not doing it today because it's like so cold and windy. It's like a hurricane outside. But after I'm done with you, I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to walk. I'm going to get that done. And then you can also do, you know, like YouTube workouts or like, you know, other workouts that you can do on your TV, on your phone. But I am making sure that I'm doing it. I'm starting Anthony next month because he moved to Whippany. So Anthony, my trainer, Anthony. Yeah, he's got a huge new gym. So he's going to have like the turf. He's going to have the sauna. He's going to have all of that, all over that. So I want to be prepared to when I start working out with him because he's like, he legit kills me and trains me with weight training. Yeah. So I'm like getting ready with my cardio. So then when I see him, I can like, boom, I'm ready to go.
I want to start doing that. We used to have so much fun going there. And I think you need a workout buddy. Like, that's another thing. Like, I have no friends that go to the gym, or my gym. So I'm trying to make other people join my gym with me. So it's like, you know, it's like, not that you have to go together every time, but at least like, you know, like, oh, are you going to the gym today? Like, oh yeah, meet me there. And then just to see someone, or maybe I'll just start making
friends. I love a good workout partner. So I work out with my sister-in-law and I just love that someone else is suffering with me. So like, we're both like dying together. And I like misery loves company when it comes to working out with me. Like I like other people to be dying with me because then it just helps. It motivates me.
So I don't have any gym friends. So I'm trying to get some people I know to, Bay doesn't want to come to that gym because he goes, because the thing with him is he goes to a different gym with his friends and they do all the same thing. All him and all his roommates go to the same gym. So they kind of like go do their thing. They go together and they make it a big thing. They love going and it's not like a chore for them. It's fun. It's like hanging out with your friends and doing what you're supposed to do. So I'm trying to find someone from there, but if not, I'm going to try to be social. And just because I'm so shy there normally, I always like, you know, because I'm afraid people are going to like recognize me and ask me for my picture. Not that I'm not talking about like that, but like, you know what I mean? That sounded I'm an elitist.
No, I understand.
Like, they're a fan of mine, but then it's like, you know, I don't care if they come up with me. I just want to be their friend instead of I'm the person that they're staring at. I want them to like be like friends with me and talk to me. And like not so much like, oh, hi, I'm Joe.
Same, you heard it here first. So if you guys see us in public, instead of staring at us and going like this with the phone, just please come up to us because it gives us major anxiety. I hate it. I'm like, can you just come up to me and say hi and ask for a picture? Like, I can't. It makes me feel weird.
Yeah, and I like it. So I want that. So that my new gym, I'm also going to try to make some new friends there. I'm going to obviously work with a trainer when I first go there to learn what to do and like what machine to work on and do that.
Yeah,
I
feel like you've done that before.
Just to see people. I haven't done that before. No.
With Anthony.
Oh, I have. Yeah. I have done that before. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, same people at the gym, like every day, like, you know, this lady, I always see, you know, at this hour, I'm going to be like, you know, say hi. I'm like, oh, how are you? You know, or like, you know, so I'm going to try. How you doing? Maybe try to be more social at the gym because that'll make me want to go back more. It's almost like, you know, I see the motivation. So I think if I meet some new friends at the gym, new gym friends, it'd be fun.
Well, that's the hardest part about working out is actually starting to do it. And then for me, if I do it for 2 weeks straight, I'm hooked. Like I'm in and I'll feel guilty or I'll be upset if I don't like get some sort of cardio in. So I'm in that zone right now and I need to work out. So I'm excited, but I know you have a busy day today. So we need to get to celebrity drama because there's so much going on. Gypsy Rose, bitch.
Oh girl. Let me get started.
So I was so excited and like, so excited to see like where she was going to go, what she was going to do. No, it's overload Gypsy now. She's pissing me off like enough. Like take a break, girl. Go to freaking Hawaii and relax for a little bit. Like seeing her on every single talk show, same questions. Like girl, take a break.
I know what I mean. So Gypsy, I am going to talk to about in a minute. It's like, it's been such a whirlwind for me because I've had an emotional roller coaster with feelings. Sorry, I was trying to record.
I can't.
Us, but I couldn't get the background.
And then Joey really wanted her on the show like right away, but she's just overload. So I feel like, you know, when everything is done, it winds down a little bit, then we get Gypsy on. And then we talk to her about her experience of like being an overnight celebrity. Like there's so many questions.
Yeah. So I originally, what should happen, like I've been wanting to get her on
for many moons.
4 years ago, I remember when she went into prison. When the scandal happened, I saw it on the news and I was like, oh my God, this is a scandal.
You were her biggest ride or die fan.
Since she went to prison, I was like, oh my God. And then I heard the story and then the act came out. I watched the act years later after she went into prison. Mm-hmm. I watched the act and I was like, oh my God. Now that was annoyed by that. I was like, oh my God, now everyone's getting on the bandwagon with Gypsy. Now Hollywood scene, now it's going to be all over. But then it kind of fizzled down.
Yeah, it's overkill now. Enough.
It fizzled down. And now it's like, I feel like, you know, back in the day, like if you knew like a really cool band or artist, and like you listened to the song all the time, and all of a sudden it was your thing. It's like you were underground and everyone else in the mother started listening to the same music. It's like, oh my God, I was listening to this band for 6 years. That's how I feel about Gypsy. Like, I feel like I have been on the thing, and then to see everyone in Hollywood, everyone in my, all of my peers, that really upset me.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
All of my peers get to meet Gypsy the week she came out that, like, you know, Claudia, Cherry Lou, Girl With No Job.
Oh, my God. Everybody.
Nick Vial, who's been on my podcast, got her. Not Skinny, Not Fat. All really great friends of
Wait,
mine.
Where's Nick from? Like, who is he?
Nick Vial. You know who that is. He sat with us. You weren't there. Dren was there. He was at our table at the MTV Movie Awards 1 year.
Oh my God, it's him.
Yeah, he's from The Bachelor.
Oh my God. Wait, so he's The Bachelor.
I believe he's from The Bachelor.
Oh,
So he came on our podcast.
I was like, who is this man?
Yeah. So he got her. But he's is. Has a podcast with his girlfriend or his fiance. Anyway, it's just, and everyone got it. Of course, I knew The View was going to do, and I'm going to win America. But it just, I felt me that the people on my, like, you know, that are podcasting got to meet her. But the thing is, I think that they did a different approach. Everyone's kind of giving, like, them slack on, not slack, giving them shit on how they approached Gypsy. I think it was a tone of her, you know, going out of prison. I think when she was just following, everyone was just following the tone of her, like this budding new celebrity, the new it girl. Question would be like so different. I want to hear about like the yesteryear and like, you know, the drama. I want to hear about her experience in prison, like how her whole growing up story. Like she grew up in prison, and I wanted to find out about like all the ins and outs of her day to day life in prison, like the friends she made, things that made her happy.
Well, don't give away your questions because people are going to steal it if they interview her.
Oh yeah,
we want to ask the totally different questions. Everyone's like, what you're right. They have the same questions. Yeah, the same questions.
What Taylor Swift are you in? How did you find love? And they're like totally discounting this girl.
I don't give a shit about that.
All the amazing things about her, and they're just using her like she's Alex Earl or something, like some like random girl.
They asked, one of the interviews said, "Do you know who Alex Earl is?" Like, that's what you want to ask Gypsy.
Yeah, it's like the questions they're asking. It was just like she's like a new, like she just won the lottery, or like won Dancing with the Stars, or like was like, you know, the new internet sensation. Like they that's how they're acting her, like, you know, like blowing smoke up her ass, kissing her ass, being like, oh my God, hey girl, you know, what is the tea? What now, if you had to pick high heel shoes or makeup,
I can't. Like, these interviewers are so annoying. And then she said something how the D is fire.
Yeah.
you've been in prison.
I love you, Gypsy girl, and I would love to have you on. I would just know that you wouldn't be nothing without me. Okay, no one know who you are. Okay.
Gypsy Joey is your biggest supporter.
I'm your biggest supporter, and for good reason. I see a lot of myself in you.
Oh,
we'll unpack that another day. But yeah, I'm excited that you're out.
Don't murder me.
I think that I just pray that, and I know this from experience with you, because you had a similar experience. You went from zero to 100 and rose to stardom overnight. And you know, you're
literally,
your world was just, you were just thrown into this world and had to navigate.
I was thrown to the wolves.
I'm just hoping that she has a good team around her. Thank God you had your mother and father, because they were a huge part of everything with you. But then you had, you know, people from MTV giving you money. But at the end of the day, your parents were smart and you were smart with money right away. Your father fucking robbed you right away and took all that money and said, no, you're not going crazy. And he taught you about investments and taught you about the right. You had the best case scenario with how you rose, how started.
I was still a kid. Thank God.
Oh, you really did. Cause so many people when you're in a similar position, you don't even see anymore. You are a household name and you've made you're an entrepreneur and you've made a whole career based on your personality and on that thing. And it's 20 years later and you're still on the top of your game, doing it even better than you were before. So it's like, that's the things I'm hoping that she's around. She's using this time for good and she's not getting caught up in the Hollywood fucking drama and worrying about hanging out with Taylor Swift or worrying about.
Oh no. Like, I hope she stays humble deal. And normal.
Yeah. And then the money's.
And I'm surprised she's not filming a reality show right now.
Well, I think there was the Lifetime was a
like, how would they not get her out of prison and then getting ready to go on The View and all this stuff, behind the scenes? Why are they not having a reality show?
I'm sure that Lifetime, I think she got in bed with Lifetime. I think Lifetime is her MTV in a way, because they're the first person to do that docu thing. So I think
better be recording her right now.
I'm sure they're doing some kind of documentation because people are gonna want to see that. I just hope she's smart about it. I hope that boyfriend of hers or that husband of hers is.
Wait, why does he look like the mom though?
Oh my God, how scary! Okay.
So I seen all the memes and I'm like, okay, I see it. But now when I watch their interviews together and he's always there, talking, I'm like, he shut up. But
yeah,
he does look like the mom. It's they have the crazy. Same nose.
And I don't know how reincarnation would work because they were both alive at the time. But
oh no.
Can you imagine? I don't think
it's I'm back.
Yes. Or imagine she never really died and she transitioned and now she is, but the dick wouldn't be fire.
No, she would look older.
Yeah. But she looks like no, but I think there's just something comforting in that. You know, it's that she finds comfort in that because maybe she does remind her of her mom. Her mom.
Weird.
But yeah, so I'm just hoping that, I'm wishing her the best, and I'm excited to see how she navigates this brave new world. And did you watch the Golden Globes?
I didn't watch it, but I did see all the dramas with Selena Gomez.
Yeah, you better. That cameraman had his eye out for Selena in that viral clip.
Oh, she was spilling the tea, and then Taylor was like, oh, and then the other girl was like, what? And Selena was like, and everyone thinks she was talking about Kylie and what's his name? And then all the clip of them having a conversation.
Yeah, so
I wonder what they were really saying.
So the rumor was, rumor has it that Selena Gomez asked Timothy Marie Chalamet for a picture, and Kylie
said Wonka. No.
What is it?
Is that the Wonka guy?
Yeah, Wiggles Wonka.
Yeah, okay.
And she said, and Kylie said, no, it's the picture. So then Selena goes up to Taylor and some other hoe at the table and says, oh my God, I just asked Timothy for a picture and Kylie said no. And so Taylor's like, oh, and the other lady's like, Timothy? And she's the whistleblower, the one who said Timothy out loud without covering her mouth. And now, let me try to break down why that would happen though. Like, Selena and... how would Selena be in connected to Kylie? Anyway, why would Kylie not like Selena? It's Justin Bieber maybe, because Selena and Hailey are Hailey Bieber and Kylie friends.
Yeah, so Hailey is good friends with the Kardashians.
So is that why that's why Kylie would not want the guy taking a picture with her man? Like, why would Kylie not want?
I mean, I feel like it's very high school of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And did Selena actually say that? Like, we don't know. We're all
we don't know. Stuff. Yeah, and I
think, we don't know.
And what? And I think Kylie was the most.
Oh, I think Selena put a statement out. But you keep going. I want to find it.
I'll find the statement because I think Kylie was out of anyone in that place was the most oddball out. Like, she doesn't. She's not a performer. She's not an actress. Anything like that. her being there was like, you know, she, that's not really her, her space to like be the queen bee, to see like, no. So I'm thinking if she did say no about the picture, it might've been something like more like legality wise, like about, I don't know, some like contractual things, or I don't know what it would be, but it is childish to say like, you know, why, no, I can't take a picture with you, or not right now. Like, and it seemed like Kylie just wanted to get out of there quickly. There's videos of her like, you know, like trying to dip out early.
Oh, so she said, so
Selena said,
everyone's like, okay, was Selena Gomez gossiping about Taylor? Was Selena Gomez gossiping about Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet, whatever his name is, at the Golden Globes? And she said, no. She goes, I told Taylor about two of my friends who were hooking up, but not that that's anyone's business. So she was talking about two people hooking up.
So, yes. Okay, I got it. That makes sense.
Listen, you can't even, like, be normal and, like, talk at these freaking events because everyone, you got all these cameramen literally zooming in on your conversations. Like, that's annoying.
So I wonder who Timothy they're talking about is. Oh, my God. Look, I think I need Botox. Who is Timothy then? We don't know. Who cares, though? But, yeah, you can't talk anything without people watching and speculating. Now, what?
Can you imagine if, like, we were at the awards and we were, like, drunk talking shit? we would get in trouble.
For sure.
Us drunk and everyone reads our lips.
Stuff.
Wouldn't be great.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Now, what did you think about the viral clip that goes going around about Taylor Swift? Joe Coy, the host, he made a comment. Now,
who is he?
Okay, he's a comedian. He was just dating Chelsea Handler for a while, and they just he's a comedian. He's been around for a while. He's been here. He's been at Barstool a bunch of times. I've met him once. He's very nice, but not a big comedian. He's a big comedian, but not hosting Golden Globes worthy. And that wasn't really his vibe. Like, he doesn't really roll with the Hollywood elite, like the A-list movie star. So that for having him be there, it's like Ricky Gervais, who was a host.
That was different.
Was there. And like, I think a big comedian, like a bigger comedian to do that would be someone, like a bigger comedian that's been around forever. Like maybe Sebastian Maniscalco, I think. He's like, you know, been in the media, or like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever else. But Joe Coy's a big comedian. I'm not saying he's not. Just in Hollywood, it seems an odd choice to have him be the host. So I think a lot of people weren't like taking kindly to him because he, you know, they don't really have their reputation in Hollywood like that. Like, he's never had like a talk show or like anything where he's like meeting and mingling with these celebrities that all know him. I think anyone who's hosting those awards should be someone that all the celebrities are friends with, and that all over that. But
all over that.
Talk about Taylor saying, we've been saying it for years, everyone knows NFL. You know, I've been watching all the NFL games. Everyone was watching it just to see Taylor. The NFL got a huge boost in ratings because Taylor's at all these games, and all the girls that aren't normally watching football are watching now.
Oh, yeah, all the girls are buying like the jerseys and everything.
Yeah, they want to get a glimpse of Taylor, which I still haven't. I'm still 100% sure that whole thing of her, not her dating the guy, but the whole NFL thing was all.
I feel like we'd be geeky with Taylor because she likes wine. I feel like we would have a nice girls' night.
Yeah.
So this should be fun.
I think
she's a closet fun.
Yeah. She hangs out with fun people. She hangs out with like, doesn't she hang out with, who is she hanging out with? Does she hang out with Jennifer Lawrence and Adele? Who hangs out with them? That's a fun group. Adele and Jennifer.
Oh my God. If I can hang out with Jennifer Lawrence, Amy Schumer, and Adele, can you imagine?
That's a group of fun hangouts.
Oh, that's my jam.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence is so fucking funny. Do you see her, what she said? She mouthed to the audience right before her award came up. She goes, if I don't win, I'm leaving. She said it right to the camera.
She's
fun and a mess. She's always having a good time, gal. She loves like reality shows and housewives. We should try to become friends with her. I think she lives in New York. But yeah, so Joe Coy said, there's one big difference of the Golden Globes and NFL is, at the Golden Globes, we're not going to be constantly cutting to Taylor Swift every 5 minutes. And because that's a joke, because in NFL, anytime she did a game, everyone's focusing on her. So she kind of took a sip of her drink and looked like she had a mean face on. I took it as she was like, you know, like, not the, like, whatever. That's like, you know, an observation of truth. But everyone's saying that she was like pissed off. I was like, the joke wasn't even mean or good enough to be pissed off about. It was just a fucking, an observation. That's like saying like, you know, Taylor Swift has good music. It was like, it was a fact. It wasn't a thing. And everyone's like saying, oh, she, his career is done. Joe Quay, she, you know, he fucked a Taylor. His career is done now. I don't see it as that. I thought she just looked like, you know, like, oh, like she was taking a sip of her drink and then making up to be a big thing.
I think she was just like, shut up and drinking.
That's what, have you been to the Golden Globes?
Yes, actually. No, bitch. Why would I go to the Golden Globes?
I thought you hosted them.
The Golden Globes?
I thought you hosted the red carpet.
No.
It was a Grammy.
The CMT Awards, maybe. The freaking Golden Globes.
I'm watching a new show right now. It's an old show. It's called High Maintenance. It's like 10 years ago, but I just started watching it last night. It is such a fun, good show. It's about a weed dealer in New York City, but all the cast of characters, it has the best characters in it, like from like years ago that I've been obsessed with. Helen O'Rourke is in it from the other two who I'm obsessed with. Who else did I see in that show? There's a bunch of gay comedians that I know. Bob the Drag Queen's in it. There's like all these like people I know from like from New York that are in it, and it's just a fun, great,
well, like your actual show. Friends.
Some friends, yeah. But it's
are you famous?
This is like 10 years ago, but it's called High Maintenance. It's on HBO, and I just love it. I'm having such a good time watching it. If you need like a fun, good, feel good like show that's interesting, you want to keep seeing, I love that. Shows that I watched that movie with Jennifer Garner about the end of the world. Oh no, Julia Roberts about the end of the world.
Oh yeah.
Leave Us Behind.
Yeah. I think the end of the world's gonna happen this year.
What's gonna happen? God's gonna come down and grab us?
That or the aliens are finally gonna come and save us, or war. World War III.
Oh, did you see that thing about great. Did you see that thing about in Miami? They said they saw 9-foot aliens running around.
Of course I did.
Hunter cops, what do you think about that?
It was definitely aliens, and they're covering it up. And the coordinates, they meant to go to Antarctica, and they went to the Miami Mall. Because if you switch the coordinates, it's right in Antarctica, and that's where they live.
So Antarctica?
One of the aliens must have been sipping on some messy mama. He got the coordinates wrong, and they were walking around the Miami Mall like, this doesn't look like Antarctica.
Last minute shopping.
Yeah, so they messed up. Some alien got fired. But the aliens are here. It's going to happen. So excited. I just did my favorite alien podcast. It's called UAP Podcast with Stephen Diener. He's amazing. And I just did that. And I haven't done podcasts in a while. And that's like the only one that I really wanted to do.
Podcast queen. Sorry, I'm trying to break something here.
It looked like you were just trying to fart.
I heard that if you take this lip gloss and you can rip this off and you can make a ring out of this little YSL thing.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I bought you this many, many times.
I know. I love it.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm hiring. Oh, so let's talk about that. I literally got my Long Island Huntington spot and I feel like I like closed in November or October.
You found out?
And no, it's still in construction. Like, it's everything is just going very slow, and I'm, like, getting anxiety over it. I'm stressing out. I never stress out about this stuff, but I'm, like, stressing out. But I think I'm going to get into the spot to finally move in and open in a couple weeks. So I'm hiring for my Long Island, New York, Suki Shop staff. And then after that, and I open and everything's ready to go, I'm going to Nashville. So I'm looking at Nashville. So I'll have four stores total, which is like my goal for it was my goal for last year.
Before.
But it'll be my goal for this year. So Mama is busy trying to do that. And then next Saturday, because I have to go to Indianapolis.
For what?
This weekend for Giovanna. Are you vaping? I'm going to Indianapolis this weekend for Giovanna's competition. So then I'll be back. And then next Saturday, January 20th, I have my VIP event in my Seaside Heights location. So if you guys want to come down to Seaside and come shop with me at the Suki Shop at Seaside, I'll be there. You can get tickets. There's a link in my bio and Instagram. And that's my plan. That's what I'm doing. And then we start filming for a new season of Jersey soon. I can't.
So
I'm not going to bring you back on.
I'm not owing at the show. I'm just owing. It's my, I lose my best friend, and you're so, you can never do anything. You're always that you filming is the show is amazing. I'm happy you're working and having a great time, and I'm glad I'm.
No, but it literally takes over my life. Yeah,
it just takes over your life, and I never get to see you when you film.
Yeah, so maybe we can get you. Maybe we can get you back on the show.
Oh, I know. I'm back in good graces over there. I could.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to give a shout out. I went to the premiere, season 16 premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race.
I was supposed to go. Annoyed.
I know you didn't go, but I was there. I hung out with who was I there with? I was there with Justina Valentine and all the drag queens, and we had a great time.
Of course.
At a beautiful event. But yeah, it's a good season. They sent me the cutest hoodie and stuff like that. Did they send you a hoodie?
I didn't get a hoodie. I just got like the package. Or maybe, was there a hoodie package?
A hoodie and a t-shirt inside.
Oh, I didn't like open it fully.
Yeah, so I went to the premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race and it was so much fun. This season is going to be so fun. I met all the queens. You have a cast of characters. And this season, it's going to be a new thing. They're not, the judges aren't judging them and like voting them out. They're voting each other out, which is a new thing. So if you haven't watched it, it's check it out on MTV Fridays at 8 o'clock. The new season of RuPaul's
Drag Race. Yeah.
16. It is so good. You're going to like to see over there. So I'm definitely going to be binge watching that. And all over that.
All over that. Well, welcome to 2024, bitches. We are ready to slay the year, even though if it's going to be the last year that we live. It might be a little crazy this year, but always tune in with me and Joey. And I really hope this year that we actually make it on some podcast awards. Yes. Like, how are we not on freaking lists? What is happening?
I don't know. Well, welcome to the new year, girl. It's going to be a wild ride. Buckle up. Make sure to follow us and subscribe on our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram as well. But we love you, girls. Chin up, panties down. We're in for a wild ride. Happy New Year.
Bye, bitches.
It's happening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.